welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, October 18th. It's currently 10 degrees out, feels like 6 degrees with wind chill. Power's back on. We had a big windstorm blow through, I guess is the proper way of saying that, the province last night, and killed the power right in the middle of a game of Overwatch while I was playing, which was kind of funny. I haven't had that. The house just went completely dark. Everybody was asleep. It was like 11 o'clock. So kids didn't notice, but yeah, my Overwatch partners, whoever I was playing with, Six Killer or 68 or whatever their names were, might have wondered why I disappeared all of a sudden. And I don't know, it didn't come on until 3:30 or 4 in the morning, I think, is when then randomly there's a light all of a sudden on in the living room that obviously was left on that we didn't realize when going to bed when the power's out. So that's my story about the power, or lack thereof. This episode of Daily is brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can go to check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with $1 or $2 a month, for in exchange for an episode or two a month, as it seems to be the case lately. But I really appreciate everybody who's supporting me there, whether you have in the past and had to stop, or started and stopped, or changed your mounts, or whatever the case may be. It's all very much appreciated, and it all sort of goes back into, not sort of, it all does go back into helping fund what we're doing with good stuff. And sometimes we're kind of lurching forward in spurts and starts at times, it feels like. And I'm sure at times you're like, whoa, just get off your butt and do this thing already, more often. And that's definitely where Kyle and I are hoping and wanting to be, but just life happens as it goes, as we go along. So, and one of those things that's life happening as we go along here, particularly for anybody who's paying attention to Canada, Canadian news, music in general, maybe, is a Canadian band, a very popular Canadian band, The Tragically Hip. Lead singer Gord Downie died today of cancer. They had announced it in 2016 that he had cancer, terminal brain cancer, and went out on tour in support of their 13th album. And they didn't say specifically it was their farewell tour, just that it would depend on his health, obviously. And they had the final concert of that tour was held in late August 2016, and it was broadcast on the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and streamed and everything. And I think most of Canada tuned in some form or another, either out of curiosity. I know I was visiting my aunt and uncle, and they had it on their farm. And my cousins drove into Winnipeg to go to like watch it together collectively, on a big screen somewhere in Winnipeg. And, so a lot of Canada, whether or not, definitely not all of Canada, obviously, but, I'm sure there are folks who are blissfully unaware perhaps of this concert. But I just remember it was a significant event. It was kind of, I was driving to Winnipeg at the time when the announcement came out. And so I basically played Tragically Hip music all the way there. They have 14 albums stretching back to 92, I think was their first album that came out fully, completely. And they're a band that's like, I was sort of comparing it. I happened to see like a little YouTube, you know, watch this video next thing of a Nickelback video of like, why does everybody hate us or something? And in a certain sense, they're kind of like, they have been as Tragically Hip are by no means comparable, I don't think, to Nickelback in terms of how loved they are. I guess maybe the inverse would be true. They're Tragically Hip was universally loved in Canada, Nickelback universally hated. It would be this sentiment, though there's obviously people who hate the Tragically Hip and people who love Nickelback. But they're just kind of ubiquitously, they're everywhere in Canada, and whether you like them or not. And like, I went through a period, I think they kind of, like I said, broke through late 80s into the 90s, definitely were a super popular band in the 90s and into the 2000s. And for me, that was right when I sort of latched onto U2 as a band, and Tragically Hip kind of felt like this, in my opinion, like at the time, my sort of ignorant opinion at the time, the sort of cheap Canadian knockoff band, that rock band or whatever, that Canada liked just because they're from Canada. But if they were actually out in the world, whatever that meant, they wouldn't be as popular because they're just another rock band playing a few riffs or whatever. Nothing too interesting about them. For me, it wasn't until it was late 90s, mid 90s, somewhere in there. I was in a band and we were just playing some covers and stuff. And the lead singer brought a Tragically Hip song, Wheat Kings, to play, and so I was a guitar player, I was learning it, and just acoustic ballad kind of sounding song, and but it was a song that was about the case of David Milgaard, who had been wrongfully committed, served 23 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. I think it was I don't have the information in front of me, but like DNA evidence exonerated him, I believe. And so the Tragically Hip wrote this song in response to, what had happened to David Milgaard. And so just in hearing the lyrics, hearing the song, it's also about a Saskatchewan story where I'm from. And so just kind of like, I don't know, something about it hit me, the tune, the lyrics, the line of late breaking story in the CBC and Nation Whispers, we always knew that he'd go free, just kind of like encapsulating what, I didn't even understand the depth of the story at the time myself even, but in the lyric, just covering a whole country almost with a song, was something that kind of spoke to me and, just kind of drew me into this band, even though I didn't really dive too hard into the band. They had an album that came out in the 97 was Live Between Us, which I bought. I think that was the first Tragically Hip album I bought. And as with U2, for me, a band often comes alive. The songs are great on the album, but especially come alive when they're playing them live. If they can translate whatever energy and enthusiasm and excitement and overall goodness of a song to a live setting, that's where it really connects for me. And so Live Between Us was a great sort of introduction to this band that I'd heard on the radio, but hadn't really heard in concert, hadn't ever gone to a show, never actually ended up going to a show, which I wish I had. But sort of was me in late 90s and sort of coming to terms with being Canadian, coming to terms with a musician in Canada, and sort of up to that point had sort of turned my nose up at being okay with listening to Canadian music. There's sort of like either in Canada anyways, you kind of either identify as being really strongly Canadian. I would guess this would be the case in a lot of artistic endeavors. And either you're strongly Canadian or you kind of like go the other extreme, like, I don't want anything to do with Canadian music or art or whatever, because I want to be bigger than Canada, or some sort of snobbery or ignorance. I don't know, whatever the case is there. For me, it was sort of arrogance or whatever that I think is how it translated. And for me, Tragically Hip and Gord Downie in particular as a lead singer kind of helped bring me back to that idea that it was okay to be Canadian. It was cool to be Canadian. There was power in what the stories that we had to tell as Canadians, whether or not the rest of the world paid attention didn't really matter. Cause they didn't, Tragically Hip didn't ever, I would guess they sought after some measure of fame or success outside of Canada, but they kind of seemed to let the music and the stories they were telling speak for themselves and not have to try and chase after American, in American fame and success in order to feel like they had made it. But yeah, like I said, whether you wanted to listen to them or not, the songs, they're just played. I mean, probably these days where you don't hear radio as often, it's, you don't get exposed to the songs as much, but definitely growing up and, you know, getting my first job and working and stuff like that and driving to and from work or school and things like that, the Hips songs, you can't avoid them almost in Canada. And even more so than like maybe Rush or something like that gets a bit more knowledge, I guess, as a Canadian band down south, because they're sort of like Rush is sort of the cool band to either bring up or pick on or whatever in movies and things like that often, whereas Tragically Hip wouldn't be brought up in movies as someone's obscure favorite band from Canada or whatever often. But songs like from their second album in 1989 up to here, Blow It High Dough, New Orleans Is Sinking, 38 Years Old, and then 92, Courage at the 100th Meridian, on Fully Completely. You mean today, obviously, you're hearing them, there's radio stations just playing nothing but Tragically Hip, obviously, in Canada, across Canada, I'm sure. Definitely here in Saskatoon, that's the case on our local rock station. When a voice like this is cut short, even at age 53, which I know 20-year-old me would have said that's quite old. Now, 41-year-old me says he had lots of life left to live and life to create, yet is cut short with especially something like cancer. And, you know, sort of being aware of it for the last year and a bit and knowing that this day would probably come. It feels like as a nation, we were, you know, you're kind of preparing for it, but it's still obviously very sad when it actually happens. And his work in later years, I'm sure it was part of much of his life, but publicly anyways, later years in his life of helping sort of expose and help push Canada towards dealing with the Canadian Indian residential schools and just the havoc and destruction that wrecked upon our First Nations people. His last album, his solo album, Secret Path, which was released last year, is also a book that I know is read, our kids read, I think, in school or maybe in libraries anyways. And so, you know, just starting almost another chapter of sort of helping a bit of activism in pushing Canada to be better. As good as we are, we could be better. And so just even that, in that getting cut short. And he will be missed. I don't know how to end this other than I would love to just send it out with a song, one of their songs, but I don't know how legal that'll be, so I won't do that, I guess. But I'll put links in the show notes to some YouTube videos and stuff you can check out. And of course, you can look on iTunes or Spotify or Apple Music, whatever you use. The Tragically Hip is the band. There's a collection of sort of greatest hits album called Your Favorites from a few years ago that you can check out, and that'll give you a good summary of the band's career. Or if you're so inclined, just start it back at the beginning and listen all the way through for a heavy dose of Canada. So thank you, Gord Downie, for Life Well Lived, and for your music and for your love of Canada that inspired me to love my country in a new way. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.